Greetings once again. Now I hear me in the headphones. I knew I was here somewhere. Usually hiding under the desk, but okay. Greetings. Welcome. Bienvenidos. Hola. Aloha. Anyhow. Namaste. Konnichiwa. Bonjour. Guten Tag. Half a day. Salam. Shalom. Peace. Now, from the entertainment capital of the genetically mutated McNugget Pharmaceutical Vivisection Industrial Complex of the Corporation of the United States of Listeria, this is Go Vegan with Bob Linden. Congratulations if you're a peace activist, a Quaker, a member of the ACLU. Congratulations if you're an environmentalist or a medical marijuana user or an advocate for kindness to animals. Congratulations on yet another week of somehow avoiding being jailed yourself, huh? Lucky you. You're not incarcerated. I know you live in fear. As long as Bush is still in the White House and not in the big house, one can dream, huh? One can dream. Oh, meat eater George W. Bush. You're going down, 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 down. What was that, the old 10 years after song? Going down, 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 down in the polls, down, 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 Downing Street. It must really be nice to be so rich and powerful and unaccountable to anyone, where you can wake up and look at yourself in the mirror in the morning and say,
I know, you're going to be the hottest controversial vegan talk show host on the face of the planet.
No. I don't think that meat eater George W. Bush would look in the mirror and say that, when he wakes up in the morning. More than likely, he's looking in the mirror going, morning, W. What a handsome face you got there, Mr. President. I don't know if I've really committed to the character yet here. I don't know. I should have practiced a little more in the car. My friends in Texas are really going to be upset with me. I lived in San Antonio. I was the program director at Star 106 in San Antonio. But I guess I have to get into character a little bit here. Okay. Thank you. Barbecue. Y'all come back now here. Okay. I'm getting into it. Okay. So anyway, I guess that, George W. Bush might wake up in the morning, look in the mirror, and go, morning, W. Oh, what a handsome face you got there, Mr. President. So much more handsome than that Tony Blair guy who was standing there next to you at the press conference here this past week. What's this? A zit here? Can't have no presidential zit. I can drop a few more bombs on Iraq, I guess, and feel better about that. Hey, Laura, you go tell Scott McClellan to replace here this here bathroom mirror today. Make sure he hangs it straight, okay? And tell him at his little press conference later today, if anyone asks him about that Downing Street memo thing there, that's when he's to deny that the president's got a zit. Okay, tell him it's a reaction to a sand flea bite he got on the front lines when he delivered those nice pictures of turkeys to the troops at Thanksgiving. Oh, Laura, did we ever pay that Halliburton photographer for that? After all, yeah, did we? Okay, all right, Laura. You tell him that, Laura, and I got to get back to my mirror now for my morning affirmations. And thank you. No, don't worry. I'm not upset enough by the zit to start up another war today. No problem. Oh, I could you stick my Egg McMuffin in the microwave? Thanks, honey. Appreciate it. I'm kind of upset by the zit here. Too bad. Can't have a drink until the twins get here a little later this afternoon. I know what'll pick me up. It always has since I've been blowing up frogs with firecrackers as a kid, and kind of works for me when I go out in my safari club hunting trips. And let's see, you ever get the Governor of the Year award from the safari club there, Hillary Clinton? Huh? Is she a governor or a senator? I keep getting them mixed up. Anyway, mirror, mirror on the wall, who's the most powerful of them all? How can I mess up the world just a little more today? How can I cause just a few more deaths? Maybe some millions or billions. That would make me feel good, especially now with this zit I got here. Oh, Laura, where's the Clearasil? So, anyway, what did George W. Bush do this past week to humor himself? What he did was he opened up sent a bill up to Congress, which basically, are all the yes people, the Republican can Nazi party there, all saying yes to... Wait, I'm not in character anymore. Let me get barbecue. Y'all come back. Got to get it out of my system here. Okay, so this past week, sent a bill up to Congress to open up just about 3.5 million square miles of ocean to fish farming. That's the size of the 48 contiguous United States. I don't know. I guess because killing is fun for W. You know, in all the talk that you'll hear about all this fish farming and aquaculture, as it's called, nobody will ever be thinking about the innocent lives, those who are going to be born just to die, all of those fish, who's going to consider them, their suffocation and all of that. No, it'll all be about dollars and cents again. How many billions of innocent lives will die from this latest Bush fiasco? And how much more ocean pollution will there be? And the plague of parasites and mutant species, from the mixing of wild fish and farmed fish. Speaking of mutant species, if you do want to sign the petition to investigate Bush war lies, you sign that at johnconyers.com. That's Congressmember John Conyers, JohnConyers.com. And it is expected that the signature count will hit 250,000 sometime within the next week. That many people who are as fearful as you are that Bush will get a hold of the list, and then it's next stop Guantanamo for all of the people who signed it. But, those folks are mad enough to sign anyway. True bravery, huh? True courage under fear of being shipped off to Guantanamo. Last week, Jimmy Carter called for the closing of all United States secret prisons around the world, and I'm all for it. Close them all down. Close down the animal prisons, too. If you really want to be moral and ethical, the animals are all in gulags. Guantanamo, Auschwitz, shut them all down. The slaughterhouses are terror houses for the innocent animals, where every day is Guantanamo. Every innocent life is headed for a beheading. Are the animals foreign invaders after all? All of the cow Americans, pig Americans, chicken Americans, are they foreign invaders? Well, in a way, they actually are, and you can easily protect yourself from one real foreign invader, like the one I talked about from the UCSD study of human tissue that was published in the September 2003 proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences. People who ingest the non-human molecular sugar, NEU5GC, which occurs naturally in beef, pork, and lamb, so-called red meats, people who ingest those animals absorb some of that non-human molecular sugar into their tissues. And a quote from that study here, quote, "Many humans generate an immune response against the molecule, which the body sees as a foreign invader." You want to talk about real foreign invaders and real dangers to yourself? It's on your plate. They're on your plate. It's an immune response. I'm continuing from the study here. Okay, so Many humans generate an immune response against the molecule, which the body sees as a foreign invader. It is an immune response that could potentially lead to inflammation in human tissues. Many diseases are associated with inflammation. Several previous studies have linked, you know, red meat to cancer and heart disease and possibly disorders relating to inflammation. If you're having trouble, you know, bending over now because of your arthritis. But this is the first study to identify the non-human subsurface molecule. Other researchers have reported small amounts of NEU5GC in human cancer tissues. The number of milligrams of NEU5GC in common foods, customary serving size. You want to know what you're getting when you're eating the animals? Okay, so in milligrams, if you have the customary serving size of salmon, you're getting 810 milligrams. If you have cow milk, you're getting 711 milligrams. Cow cheese, 600. Lamb, slice of lamb there, 4,860. Pork, 5,130. And beef, 11,610. So, what is the what protection should we take? What sort of Deutschland security? Go vegan, huh? Okay, that wasn't Brenda calling on the phone, then, I take it. So no, we haven't. All right, I guess Brenda Davis is unable to reach us today. She was going to be on talking about her new book, Defeating Diabetes. So I guess we'll probably have to reschedule her. But we have a lot to talk about, as usual. I always, it's one of my major frustrations at doing the show, is I come in usually with about 4 hours worth of material, and then I get frustrated that, I didn't get to this, I didn't get to that, you know. So there's a lot that we can discuss today. And I do want to ask you, of course, to participate, be a part of making this show happen by making a tax-deductible donation. You can do so by making it payable to Go Vegan. GoVeganRadio.com is a project of the nonprofit 501c3 International Humanities Center. So you make your check payable to Go Vegan, and you mail it to P.O. Box 40246, San Diego 92164. So that's P.O. Box 40246, San Diego 92164. If you need to call me, the number is 818-623-6477. My email address, bob@govegan.com. And our shows are archived at govegan.com, where you can donate online. We will continue on the planet's first and only commercial vegan radio show, Go Vegan with Bob Linden. This beautiful creature must die. A death for no reason, and death for no reason is murder. And the flesh you so fancifully fry is not succulent, tasty, or kind. It's death for no reason, and death for no reason.
Going vegan just got easier. Presenting Follow Your Heart Chicken Free Chicken. Now at natural food stores everywhere. All the taste, none of the bird. Vegan, low fat, low sodium, cholesterol free, chicken free chicken from Follow Your Heart. 11 grams of protein per 2.5 ounce serving. Ready to serve, delicious hot or cold, like on a sandwich with new organic veggies. You are what you eat. Don't be chicken. Try Chicken Free Chicken. Get some at Follow Your Heart on Sherman Way, a block and a half east of Topanga, Canoga Park, and natural food stores everywhere.
And, you know, the cows really aren't happy in California, no matter what the advertising says. So if you want to avoid taking part in animal cruelty, you don't have to want for anything. There are vegan gourmet cheese alternatives, varieties that you will enjoy, and they melt. So if you want nachos, if you want enchiladas, pizza, use the mozzarella. It melts. It's delicious from Follow Your Heart. Also, varieties of vegan salad dressings that are quite delicious from Follow Your Heart. And those would be creamy miso ginger, balsamic vinaigrette, and Italian vinaigrette.
M-E-A-T-S-T-I-N-K-S. Meat stinks.
That it does. And so avoid it. Go vegan. That's the message we have here. That's the message, actually, you'll see on the posters if you head on over to Bear Auto. Animal sympathetic. Say hi to Gary at Bear Auto. He's vegan. You'll feel comfortable there. There are PETA posters on the wall, after all. So Bear Auto, if you're a vegan, you're a VIP, a vegan important person. Special deal for you from Bear Auto, 1944 South Santa Fe Drive in Vista. The phone number is 760-597-1600. Open 7 days per week with hundreds of recycled cars available, boats and collector cars, too. You can see the inventory at bearautosales.com, B-E-A-R autosales.com. You can see the inventory. You can get directions from the website. You can get info on in-house financing. Bear Auto buys cars. They want to buy your car. If you want to sell your car, talk to Bear Auto. The phone number again, 760-597-1600. It's no high pressure there, except maybe from the two rescued sales poodles, Chet and Lewis. That's Bear Auto.
This beautiful creature must die. A death for no reason, and death for no reason is murder.
This is Go Vegan with Bob Linden.
The flesh you so fancifully fry is not succulent.
And we continue now. The song you're hearing is Meat is Murder from the Smiths. Some people know. Some people open up their eyes to the truth. And once you do, what happens? You go vegan, of course.
And the turkey you festively slice in his murder.
Okay, let us see what's happening on the calendar. Let's see here, what's on our calendar that we can examine? I apologize. I said that Brenda Davis would be speaking to us today about her new book, Defeating Diabetes, and we're unable to be in touch with her, so we'll have to reschedule for the future. And there is a very strong vegan message here in the book, so check it out if you so desire. Something else I hope you check out is the Animal Rights 2005 National Conference coming to Los Angeles, the Westin LAX Hotel, starting July 7th. It's July 7th through the 11th, and hope to see you there. It's really an amazing event. Actually, it looks like it may be headed for a sellout, so I recommend that you register immediately. The host hotel has no more rooms left. The Westin is sold out, and the organizers are attempting to set up blocks of rooms in nearby hotels, and once registration hits 1,000, that's it. It's closed up. You're left out. Don't be left out. Get involved. AR2005.org. You can register online, or you can call 1-888-FARM-USA. And if you go to the website, you'll see there's a lodging board to help assist you with room sharing and baby and dog sitting arrangements, as well as a travel board to assist you in maybe forming a carpool to get there. The conference program will be organized basically you'll have exhibits and there's a newcomer orientation. If you're interested in getting involved with the causes of compassion for animals, please come to this event. You'll meet a lot of the people who have been involved for a long time. So, folks like Laurie Bowston, who has been involved with Farm Sanctuary and now is involved with starting Peaceable Kingdom Sanctuary in the Los Angeles area. What is that? PeaceableKingdomSanctuary.org, I believe. And Lawrence Carter Long, who's been a guest on this show, his website, Poster Brat, Vegan.com, is it? Yes. He against animal testing. Karen Davis, United Poultry Concerns. Well, just the list goes on and on. Tippi Hedren, who has saved the big cats, and Elliot Katz, who's the big cats at IDA USA at In Defense of Animals. Howard Lyman, you know, just a lot of great folks are going to be there. Dr. Jerry Vlasic, Captain Paul Watson, Persia White, the actress, whom I had the pleasure to meet at the Genesis Awards. So hope to see you there at Animal Rights 2005, July 7th through the 11th at the Westin Hotel, LAX. And, you know, it's the 21st century, but would you believe it? The Orange County Fair is still having elephant rides. Unbelievable. And Orange County People for Animals has rented booth space at the fair just next to the elephant ride to educate attendees about the cruelty and danger of having such a ride. You know, I hope that's the day that the elephant doesn't go berserk from being in captivity. I wouldn't want to be in the way. I wouldn't want my child trampled. I also wouldn't want my child to get tuberculosis, which is a common threat from elephants in captivity. Anyway, volunteers are needed at the Orange County People for Animals booth every Saturday and Sunday between July 9th and July 31st, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., whatever hours you might have available. So if you can donate your time and help educate the public, email drstanley at charter.net. That's drstanley at charter.net. Dr. Stanley at charter.net. Also looking forward to Tuesday, July 12th, Animals Asia Foundation and San Diego Animal Advocates present Jill Robinson, the founder and CEO of Animals Asia Foundation. You can share her insight into animal welfare in China, including her historic China Bear Rescue Campaign and groundbreaking work to help dogs and cats in Asia, where sometimes, you know, they're consumed as food. Can you believe that? Which sounds about as crazy to me as eating cows and pigs and chickens as food. Anyway, Jill Robinson, Tuesday, July 12th, 7 to 8 p.m. Doors open at 6:30. Admission is free at the Encinitas Community Center, which is at 140 Oak Crest Park Drive. Don't miss it. I point to Leo. What shall I do? Shall we do our...
I'm always talking about how delicious Veganaise is. No vegan kitchen should be without it. It dresses up even the simplest foods, like my favorite sandwich, avocado, tomato, and Veganaise. Or is it mashed up chickpeas, celery, onions, and Veganaise? Or a tofu burger with Veganaise? Well, I do know I love it on baked or steamed yams. Well, you think you'd read about Veganaise in a cookbook, it winning the American Tasting Institute Award? So I was surprised to see Veganaise in a book about stroke prevention. Yet, there it is, page 194, in Stroke Free for Life by David Weber's MD, Chair, Cerebrovascular Diseases, and Director, Stroke Research Center, Mayo Clinic. And who would know better about a Mayo alternative? Try Veganaise, now in organic. Available at Follow Your Heart, Canoga Park, California, and natural food stores everywhere.
And it's also available at Rancho's Natural Foods Market at 3918 30th Street, North Park, San Diego, where, except for honey, the entire market is now vegan. So stop by, pick up your Veganaise there, your vegan gourmet cheese alternatives. They melt, and your salad dressings from Follow Your Heart. The entire Rancho's Natural Foods Market, vegan. The deli with delicious entrees. I mean, you know, tamales are always available. Try the pineapple tamales. You love them. The soups are great, 100% vegan. Get your organic produce and bulk items. Rancho's has an organic salad bar with raw dressings. You can buy your organic produce and have it juiced right there at Rancho's Juice Bar, where now you can also get shots of Himalayan goji juice. So you want to try what we're talking about here? I'm going to talk to you a little bit more about it in a moment here. But you can get shots of it at the juice bar at Rancho's now, Himalayan Goji Juice. And, you know, it's just a wonderful store. Family, you know, family atmosphere, family owned. The folks are great. Organic salsa, pastries, cookies, you name it. Rancho's Natural Foods Market with a wide selection of foods that will make raw food enthusiasts very happy. That's at 3918 30th Street. And then right next door, don't forget Rancho's Cocina Mexican and Vegetarian Cuisine, the Rancho's Mexican restaurants, this one at 3910 30th Street. And then there are two other locations, 1830 Sunset Cliffs Boulevard and 4705 Point Loma Avenue, each with close to 100 vegan menu options. So, delicioso. Head on into Rancho's. You can get yourself a shot of goji juice, or if you want a whole bottle, that's available too from Rancho's. So check it out. And you know, we were going to have Brenda Davis on today talking about diabetes, and I just want you to know that goji juice has been used for many years in China to treat diabetes. Its polysaccharides have been shown to help balance blood sugar and insulin response, and it also contains what would the pronunciation be? Betaine? What would that be? B-E-T-A-I-N-E, which can prevent fatty liver disease and vascular damage often seen in diabetes. So it's a wonder. It truly is Himalayan goji juice. And for the Pacific Islander community here in Southern California and around the states and around the world and in Guam, Michael Akfaji says, Chagi sa gof mang ni. You don't know the Chamorro language, huh? Well, that means try it because it tastes really good. And don't forget, it's really good for you. Michael and his family and his friends have been reaping the benefits of goji juice, one of the most nutritionally dense foods in the world. Michael's father is saying that he's getting results with his diabetes. And of course, you know, drink goji juice, but go vegan. You know, get rid of what's ailing you. You know, let's move toward the vegan diet and drink goji juice for optimum health. Michael wants you to buy your goji juice from him, okay? And, you know, whether you drink one or a ton, you have a full 90-day money-back guarantee. So you can go to his website, which is loveberry, L-O-V-E-B-E-R-R-Y, .freelife.com, loveberry.freelife.com. And again, congratulations to Michael's dad for his improved health and conditions related to diabetes. And goji is, I don't know, people are finding it quite amazing because it's healing on the cellular level, on the DNA level, and you know, it's looked at as life extension, extending life. It increases energy and strength, makes you feel and look younger, you know, maintain healthy blood pressure. It reduces your risk of cancer, reduces cholesterol, promotes, as I said, normal blood sugar in early adult onset diabetes. It enhances sexual function and treats sexual dysfunction, helps you lose weight. It relieves headaches, relieves insomnia. It's good for your digestive system, your eye health. It strengthens your heart. It goes on and on. So, and you have nothing to lose with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Dr. Earl Mindell, you know, the author of the Vitamin Bible, says it's the most amazing health discovery he's noted in the past 40 years, and yet it's been known for centuries in Asia. Goji means happy, and it helps fight depression also. I mean, if you were living way up in the mountains there and it's so cold, you might be depressed, but they have goji, they're happy, they live long lives. And now it's available for you. So I hope that you will check it out. And as I said, well, you can go to my website too, govegan.freelife.com. Order your goji juice. Find out about it there. Stop into Rancho's. Get a shot. Get an ounce. Get 2 ounces. Or get a whole bottle over at Rancho's. So very cool indeed. And I believe just about time for Animal News and Views. Tanita Tikaram. Yeah.
Must carve, must carve poor cow. Zycerup, 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 poor cow. Zycerup, 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 poor cow. Yep.
And now it's Animal News and Views.
Butterflies for the butterfly ball.
Meat eaters destroy the earth.
Okay. I used to play that song called Poor Cow many years ago as a program director at radio stations, Tanita Tikaram. Slice her up, poor cow. The Organic Consumers Association and the Center for Media and Democracy staged a press conference and mad cow milkshake demonstration outside a USDA public relations event in St. Paul, Minnesota on Thursday, where USDA Secretary Mike Johanns was telling beef boosters that all is well with United Steaks mad cow testing procedures, which the Organic Consumers Association calls a policy of don't look, don't test, complaining that U.S. cattle are still being fed cow blood, slaughterhouse waste, and poultry manure. Yummy! Practices banned in Europe and Japan because they spread mad cow disease. The USDA also threatens to arrest and jail United Steaks meat producers who contract with labs to do their own testing. Might remind you that mad cow is a fatal disease to humans, 100% fatal, no cure. You can get it from one bite of tainted beef. Actually, could be a variety of animals. You know, sheep have scrapie, and hunters are now fearful of eating deer with chronic wasting disease. Anyway, the Organic Consumers Association also reports that U.S. government officials are blocking efforts to allow a French laboratory to analyze and carry out tests on the brain tissue of one Patrick Hicks, a 49-year-old Californian who died last year of what his doctor and family believe was the human form of mad cow, variant Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease, contracted from eating contaminated beef. Hicks would be the first case in the United States of someone dying of the disease who had never spent any time in Europe. Hicks' doctor said, quote, "I don't know what's going on here," end quote, regarding bungled tests by U.S. officials and their delay in sending samples to the French labs. Don't look, don't test. Last week, Japan confirmed its 20th case of a mad cow. She was a Holstein in northern Japan. In February, Japan confirmed its first human mad cow death. Japan's ban on United Steaks beef, is still in effect since December of 2003. Well, Japan isn't swallowing our beef. Should you? From the May 31st Denver Business Journal, Wild Oats Markets is now the first major American company to announce implementation of a cage-free corporate policy for chickens of its egg suppliers. Wild Oats, the third largest natural foods grocer in the United States, said it will require all of its egg suppliers to remove chickens from cages and allow them to roam free within their chicken coops. Wild Oats operates more than 100 stores of various names in 24 states and in British Columbia. It sold 1.6 million cartons of eggs in 2004. Perry Odak, president and CEO of Wild Oats, said, quote, "We are hopeful that our decision not to approve egg farmers who use caged birds will encourage the egg industry to move in the direction of phasing out its use of battery cages and shifting toward cage-free methods that take the animal's welfare into account," end quote. All right. The Animal Liberation Front visited a Pennsylvania plant nursery whose owner was planning on converting the facility into a breeding house of non-human primates to be sold to animal experimenters. Michael Hsu, owner of Peony Land in Richland Township, admitted to tens of thousands of dollars in damages at the hands of the ALF. His plans for the primate prison were withdrawn from last week's Richland Township Planning Commission, where opposition is growing to the facility that would warehouse 500 monkeys at a time for shipment to cruel experimentation. In an email, the ALF demanded that Hsu drop plans for the primate prison, saying, quote, "If you imprison so much as one monkey to sell to a lab, we will make you pay dearly. We are watching you." Actually, the latest word on this is that that Hsu has decided to drop plans altogether to build the primate prison. So that's good news there. The Primate Freedom Project and Madison-based Alliance for Animals just announced that they are about to buy a set of sheds located between the two primate research labs at the University of Wisconsin, where they intend to build a museum, the National Primate Research Exhibition Hall, dedicated to education about primate suffering. You know, just like what'll be happening at the two buildings right next door. Hi, neighbor. Museum director Rick Bogle likened the museum to a Holocaust memorial, saying it will serve as a permanent protest against the cruelties scientists impose on primates. And, many Los Angeles area animal activists had been staging protests at the Monrovia home of Mitchell Lardner, an executive with Sumitomo Corporation of America, who had dealings with the notorious animal torture facility, Huntington Life Sciences. Well, apparently, there were some visits to the Lardner Monrovia home by the Animal Liberation Front, and apparently, Mrs. Lardner wasn't happy with the remodeling, the repainting of her house in red. Didn't match the decor, so Mrs. Lardner wrote a letter to the Animal Liberation Press office stating that Mitchell has decided to sever his ties with Sumitomo Corporation, and that she hopes that this action will remove them from a list that would target them for further action. Well, what does happen to primates in labs? I invite you to visit PETA.org, PETA.org, for what happens at, what they have there is undercover video from a laboratory in Vienna, Virginia, owned by Princeton, New Jersey-based Covance Labs. And, you know, it's really interesting to see science in action when you see the video and you see the primate technician who is, talking to the primate technician, of course, who was the terrorist here, and the primate technician is yelling at the monkey, you know, like, "Oh well, I'll be back. Yeah, I'll be back for you again later, and I'll kick your butt again." So that sounds like real science. I'm paraphrasing. Her language is a little more strong, and you can see that undercover video at the PETA website. But that's science at work. You know, "I'm gonna kick your butt again." Covance is accusing PETA and infiltrator Lisa Lighten of fraud, conspiring to harm its business, and violating a non-disclosure agreement Lighten signed when she began an 11-month stint as a primate technician. Covance claims that the video footage could disrupt medical research. And I say, what's wrong with that? From PR Newswire, Infa Corporation Holdings, will administer the new PETA credit card issued through Infa Bank. Every time a consumer makes a purchase with the PETA card, a portion of that sale goes toward funding educational programs designed to teach children and adults compassion and respect for all beings. Priceless. Okay? The PETA card. Now that the California courts have granted complete immunity from false advertising charges to the California Milk Advisory Board, because it's a government agency, and of course, what we expect from a government agency, a.k.a. voice of the industry, is false advertising. Well, it's up to you to decide if you are swallowing the Happy Cow false advertising campaign. You decide. Visit the PETA website, unhappycows.com, unhappycows.com. Your help is needed to stop the slaughter of the Santa Cruz Island pigs off the central coast of California near Santa Barbara. Details are at idausa.org. You can read what Rick Feldman has to say. He's the plaintiff in the lawsuit against the National Park Service and the Nature Conservancy, who are the joint owners of the 90-square-mile island. Feldman tells us that the Park Service and Nature Conservancy have planned in secrecy to eradicate over 2,000 wild pigs, a population inhabiting the island for over 150 years. The co-conspirators have vilified the pigs, saying that they were responsible for the declining island fox population. You know, you're just as likely to hear a story like this and they would go, well, we have to eradicate the island fox because they're responsible for a decline in the pig population. All right, anyway, when in reality, it's use of DDT around the Channel Islands which led to a decline in the aquatic feeding bald eagle population, making way for golden eagles, who were more the hunter, meat-eater type. In the 1990s, 30,000 wild sheep were killed and left to rot, and that attracted the golden eagles, who preyed on island fox and pigs. Anyhow, the National Park Service and Nature Conservancy have hired Pro Hunt, a New Zealand company, for $6 million taxpayer dollars to eradicate the pigs. ProHunt started its hunt on April 6th and has killed over 1,000 pigs so far. Right now, pigs are being trapped and baited, shot from helicopters, hunted and attacked by dogs. They're being clubbed. They're being stabbed. Motherless baby pigs are wandering around, confused and in shock. Anyway, Feldman and In Defense of Animals have launched legal efforts. I invite you to visit idausa.org if you want to help with that, perhaps make a contribution to the cause. The Sea Turtle Restoration Project, plus 280 non-government organizations and over 1,000 scientists from 97 countries, are calling for a moratorium on longline fishing in the Pacific. This is seen as an interim measure in sea turtle protection. The UN is being asked to develop a network of protected areas. The UN is being asked in the John Bolton age? Ambassador Bolton, what do you think, huh? Oh, I'll have the turtle soup, would probably be his response, huh? Industrial longline fishing in the Pacific kills as many as 4.5 million billfish, sharks, sea turtles, seabirds, and marine mammals annually. Adult female leatherback sea turtles have declined by as much as 95% since 1980, and they are on the brink of extinction. Large predatory fish such as sharks, tuna, and billfish have declined almost 90% since the 1950s. And I've been wanting to get to this story that appeared in the San Diego Union-Tribune. You know, with Bush and his new aquaculture, and there'll be thousands and hundreds of thousands and millions and billions of fish being killed. This goes back a few weeks from the San Diego Union-Tribune. Word that a spearfisherman was arrested for shooting and killing a 200-pound black sea bass, a protected species, at the La Jolla Cove Ecological Reserve. Black sea bass are friendly, and this one was apparently known to La Jolla swimmers, so it's going to be a sad summer at La Jolla because we're missing our friend there, the friendly black sea bass. Lifeguard Eric Jones was quoted saying, "People know that fish. He hangs out at a buoy and has been a friend to many swimmers. A lot of people are going to be shocked that he was shot. The lifeguard said, that the black sea bass, the fish, would swim right up to you. Maybe that was his mistake. Befriending humans. People, we got to live together here. Can't we all just get along? The sea bass was estimated to be 50 years old. Black sea bass can live to be 100. Omid Adhami, 34, was charged with two misdemeanor counts, unlawfully fishing in a reserve and possession of a protected species. That would make him face a maximum of 6 months in jail and a $1,000 fine. According to documents obtained by the New York Times, Philip Cooney, a former top oil lobbyist, now chief of staff for meat eater George W. Bush's Council on Environmental Quality, edited scientific government reports on climate change to exaggerate the appearance of uncertainty and doubt. Cooney is a lawyer with no scientific background, perfect qualifications for the job in this nightmare governmentment that we're experiencing. Wake me up when it's over, huh? Bush rejected U.S. participation in the Kyoto Treaty based on the recommendations of the Global Climate Coalition. Now we find that the Global Climate Coalition was a group dominated by Mobil Exxon. Previously, Exxon denied lobbying on Kyoto. Gosh, these guys are all so good with words. Maybe someday one of them will even help devil you to pronounce nuclear correctly. But you see, he's pushing his energy bill now, and he's pushing clean nuke. That's what he's calling it. Maybe that's Bush's way of correcting his limited vocabulary. Clean nuke. As if there were such a thing, as it generates waste for 400,000 years, 500,000 years. We can't figure out what to do with it now, but we're going to get clean nuke from W. I might remind you that this is Go Vegan with Bob Linden. Yes, we encourage you to stop eating animals, stop wearing animals, don't buy tickets for so-called entertainment that exploits animals. And you can support this show. You know, we have to buy the airtime to be on the air each and every week. So I would ask that you support this show with a tax-deductible donation. You make your check payable to Go Vegan and mail it to P.O. Box 40246. That's P.O. Box 40246, San Diego, California, 92164. If you need to reach me by phone, it's 818-623-6477. By email, bob@goveganradio.com. And the website, of course, is goveganradio.com. You can make an online donation right there. And our program is archived each and every week. The new program that airs on radio stations on Sundays also goes on the website on Sunday, where it remains fixed there permanently, forever and ever. So I would certainly appreciate it if you would make a tax-deductible donation. We also can accept cars and trucks and boats and real estate and stocks, especially Halliburton, you know, one that's solid, okay? This is Go Vegan with Bob Linden. The food column in Time magazine asks, would you eat a clone? A Gallup poll from last year said 64% of Americans believe cloning animals is morally wrong. 62% of consumers would be reluctant to buy products from cloned animals. But writer Margot Roosevelt informs us that 300 beef cows, 150 dairy cows, 200 pigs, and a number of sheep and goats have already been cloned in the United States. Quote, since no one is monitoring the situation, meat from their offspring may well have started trickling onto the market, end quote. The article also talks about the brisk trade in semen from cloned bulls impregnating cows all across the United States. Well, hello, Dolly. And of course, cloning is the creation of a genetically identical copy of an animal using an adult cell. A KVBC report notes the concern from animal rights advocates that airlines often do not properly care for animals, but now a new law will require airlines to report how many animals die when they fly. The Nevada SPCA says tens of thousands of pets die annually, so it will help travelers figure out which airlines are safest for four-legged travelers. From the San Francisco Gate, actually from the Associated Press, dolphins protect their snouts with sponges. Dolphins living off the coast of Australia apparently teach their offspring to protect their snouts with sponges while foraging for food on the ocean floor. And oh, we're always so amazed when other animals use tools. But they do. Other animals use tools, and usually for better use than we do, huh? None of them have come up with creating the tools of weapons of mass destruction. None of the animals seem to come up with creating lies about weapons of mass destruction either, huh? Again, if you want to sign that petition, they're shooting for 250,000 signatures to launch a congressional investigation of Bush and his lies and Iraq Nam, and you go to johnconyers.com. The rankings are out for America's most sustainable cities, considering factors such as air quality, transportation, efforts to expand renewable energy, green building, land use. Number one, San Francisco. Number two, Portland, Oregon. Number three is Berkeley. Number four, Seattle. Last place, the home of Halliburton, Houston. And next to last is Detroit. So that's the rankings for the most sustainable cities. Let's see what I got here. We're doing okay on time today. This spring, two national campaigns are highlighting the risks of lawn and garden pesticides. And let's see, what did I do with those sheets? I'm always hiding sheets for myself here. Okay. Two national campaigns highlight the risks of lawn and garden pesticides with evidence that exposure to lawn care chemicals presents health risks to children and companion animals and pollutes water and the environment. Both campaigns ask that households switch to non-toxic alternatives. The Toxics Action Center in Boston has targeted True Green ChemLawn, the nation's largest provider of lawn care services, and urges consumers to refuse to use ChemLawn. The National Coalition for Pesticide-Free Lawns asks consumers to use non-toxic alternatives, urge retailers to stock non-toxic lawn care products, and pressure public officials for protection from the aesthetic use of pesticides. A report by the Toxics Action Center reveals ChemLawn's aggressive marketing practices and analyzes the 32 pesticide products the company markets to its household customers. More than half of the products include ingredients identified by the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency, the EPA, or the World Health Organization as possible carcinogens. One-third contain known or suspected endocrine disruptors, and more than a quarter contain reproductive toxins. Over 40% of the chemicals on ChemLawn's list contain ingredients banned in other countries, and all of the products in their arsenal pose threats to water supplies, aquatic organisms, and non-target insects. Each year, homeowners apply at least 90 million pounds of pesticides to their lawns and gardens. Home use of pesticides has risen 42% between 1998 and 2001, and now represent the only growth sector of the U.S. pesticide market. Pesticides are also applied more intensively for lawn care, with application rates between 3.2 to 9.8 pounds per acre for lawns, as opposed to agricultural averages of 2.7 pounds per acre. And by the way, what's getting applied in agriculture, which is Monsanto's Roundup, is proving to be not quite as safe as Monsanto would have you believe. Let's see here. New research from France confirms previous studies that the world's most commonly used herbicide, Monsanto's Roundup, is much more toxic than Monsanto admits, indicating that at levels 100 times lower than Monsanto's recommended dose for agricultural use, Roundup causes reproductive damage and endocrine disruption. Half of the non-organic produce tested by the FDA Office of Plant and Dairy Foods contain traceable residues of various pesticides, including Roundup. And I might suggest that what you do is go to the website, organicconsumers.org, organicconsumers.org. There's always a lot going on related to legislation in California related to animals. So if you want to my headphone out of, I pulled my headphone out. So I guess I'm still on, but I'm talking and can't hear myself now. Okay. Well, that's a relief for me. Anyway, I don't have to suffer listening to me. Now it's all you. So if you're interested in California legislation, oh, Leo, thanks for coming in here. It's this wire there. Thank you, Leo. Trusted. Ah, there I am again. Ah, too bad. It's good. I mean, it's too bad that I can hear myself again. Okay, so if you're interested in legislation going on in California, contact Virginia Handley at 415-474-4020, 415-474-4020. And Vioxx, tested on animals to be safe, right? Vioxx went through all the animal tests, went through all the hoops. Not so safe, is it? Now, the thing is, here in California and many other states, use of marijuana for medical purposes is legal, but the federal government says, no, we'll still come and arrest you. We'll come and arrest you if you decide to use medical marijuana. You gotta use the pharmaceuticals, huh? You gotta use things like Vioxx. They're not going to go arrest the makers of Vioxx, are they? Or the people who used Vioxx? Nobody ever died from an overdose of marijuana. But what's the story with Vioxx? Well, it's estimated that Vioxx, which of course was tested on animals, Vioxx has caused 140,000 heart attacks, resulting in over 60,000 deaths. So who needs Al-Qaeda when you have the pharmaceutical industrial complex, huh? But you, with that medical marijuana over there, you're under arrest because you're a danger to, you're a danger to pharmaceutical profits, I guess, huh? Maybe that's what it is. Okay. Let's see here. Well, a monkey escaped from the Morgan Island Research Laboratory. First time that's happened. The monkey escaped, and that doesn't sound like the right song for me. Wrong song, wrong CD, wrong CD, Leo. But I can't yell at Leo because he came in and helped me with my headphones. So, okay. Anyway, we're just about running out of time, and I want to thank you for listening to Go Vegan with Bob Linden. If you missed any part of the show today, you really didn't, because you can go to the website, goveganradio.com, if you're listening on the radio. If you're listening at goveganradio.com, you can start it over again if you want. And I invite you to listen next week. Oh, we're out of time. Go to the website, goveganradio.com. Make a donation. Thanks for listening. Stop eating animals.